Decades of expansionist practices and beliefs have brought us to a new threshold. It is the threshold of exhaustion. The modern age of post-industrialization has been feeding an acceleration cycle that is built upon continual expansion and consumption. These expansionist policies are mostly a result of the neo-capitalist thirst for ever-increasing profits. And these ever-increasing returns have been predicated upon continuous wars, expanded trading, e.g. globalization, and the ongoing patterns of consumption. Modern world expansion has plundered and exhausted the world's physical resources and has exploited the nervous system of humanity, bringing it to a psycho-fragility and biological burnout. The global brain is entering a state of dementia at the same time it is encountering competition from the automated global brain. This current human and yet inhumane thrust have brought the present generations to a threshold of exhaustion. We have saturated our limits of attention and are becoming quickly overwhelmed by the smallest of impacts. The human psyche is becoming oversensitive to environmental stimuli that is now bombarding us from every media channel we can cram onto our devices. Humanity has forged a new environment for itself within the last century, and especially in the last decades, that pushes us further away from a natural context and towards an artificial, unnatural construct. Many people, or at least those within industrialized cultures, are now perceiving reality from within a bubble of stimulation. An overload of images, sounds, pixels, digitization, and the real-time, always-on lifestyles that now wrap around us have created an unprecedented level of electromagnetic smog. We have slipped into an electronic ecosystem without being consciously aware of what was happening until we were already embedded deeply within it. This new electrocuted environment shifts humans from a state of self-perception into a mode of info-stimulation. Our minds and bodies are being retuned and recalibrated to exist within a state of permanent excitement. Human life is now, for many people, an experience of hyper-expression. The human inner life is being pulled out of us and sprawled upon the external chaotic mediascape. No wonder we are witnessing so many cases of nervous system exhaustion. Our nervous systems are being exploited until the point of near explosion. The tragic part here is that a medical industry has been established to cater to this by profit-centered chemicalization of our bodies and minds. It is no longer the jagged pill we should be cautious of, but the plethora of smooth pills we are constantly offered that many people are only too willing to pop. The human nervous system, the body-mind, has reached a point of saturation. Too much noise, too many nervous stimulations, too much vibrational dissonance. People are quite literally cracking up. There is a subtle state of traumatization that has entered as a low-level hum within our global vibration. Many people have become entrained into this hum. It is creating an underlying sense of anxiety, unease, uncertainty, and restless nervousness. Something is afoot. Many of us feel this and yet cannot quite place it. There is a presence in the room, yet it is out of visible sight. A moment of regathering is now required. A moment of regathering is necessary as individually and collectively we are becoming out of sync with our vibrational alignment. Technology has created some of this dissonance, although not all. Over the years, humanity has been given nudges to assist its realignment. But now, something stronger is required. You have not been inclined to feel that nudge. Now, it has to be more so of a blow rather than a nudge. As a species, we are not yet sufficiently unified or connected to be making the best use from technology. We can see this clearly from the behavior we witness online and in social media. We are still too splintered for our technologies to be of most use to us. If we are not aligned, then there is the danger that any technologies we develop will create further dissonance and dysfunction. Humanity needs to respond to the situation, but by awareness and vibrational realignment, and not by taking itself further away from life. It is never about ridding life of yourselves, sitting upon a hilltop, void of self, void of world, no. What we need is to strip it all away, to strip back our socially constructed lives into a way of living that is closer to the essential. We need to allow the expansive vibrational essence to flow through us. Allow this vibrational essence to flow through your being, birthing a new vibrational signature, a non-splintered one, a unified one. Humanity needs to take off its bandages and to allow its wounds to heal. It is time to shift into a more harmonized species vibration. This is crucial now. A more aligned and vibrationally resonant humanity can emerge from this. One consciousness at a time, one vibrational alignment at a time. And this is where human beings can be of purpose, both physically in their everyday lives and in alignment with the resonance of pure consciousness. Human life is also about the expanding of our field of consciousness, to allow pure consciousness to manifest through the physical human being. The physical being is biologically encased, yet this does not mean that we should be encased in our limitations of consciousness. Humanity has already explored far and wide. We have gone deep into the oceans, far across the earth, and high up into the atmosphere and into orbit. Yet if we don't explore and reach ourselves first, then we shall have found nothing. You can only ever but find yourselves. But if so, coming from a splintered mind, you are finding everything else but yourselves. It is time to unclose the closed, to reveal the unrevealed. How can we be going towards the post-human if we have not yet arrived at the fully human? By coming back to our essential selves, new pathways shall open up for us. A new resonance shall be gained. A new sight shall be revealed. They will be new to the eyes that have not yet been opened, but old news to those that have been awake. The human is both within being and becoming, between stillness and movement. This is the flow of evolution and has always been so. Consciousness has always been in flow through humanity, yet it manifests in relation to the pathways that have been created. It is now time for new pathways to be established so that pure consciousness can flow more abundantly. It is time now for a genuine human recalibration into a consciousness vibration, not into an artificial electro-smog vibration. By recalibrating and rewiring, then we are also dropping old patterns and habits. As connections and patterns are internally shifted, so too will this affect our outer lives. To shift the outer, we must first shift the inner, opening up for new pathways to be formed, which are more of resonation to your being and to that of which is trying to manifest in form. This is our moment for regathering and recalibration. It is the time for a readjustment and return to humanity's home resonance. It is time for all of us to find the way back home. We have been taught to be in a constant struggle of extremes, to be thrust between spurts of action and sudden constant rest. In this way, we are actually flatlining life. You are straightening it out, and also it goes for the other end of constant rest. It has to be of resonance, of movement, of rest, of breath. The energy is always there, available for us, only that it needs to be in resonance to the mechanism or organism that is receiving such vibrations. And right now, the human organism requires some recalibration so that more expanded energy, consciousness, and awareness can come forth through us. If a person is in dissonance, out of balance with themselves, rather than align with the energies of expanded consciousness, they will more likely be sucked into the ecosystem of electro energies. These energies are subnature. They are part of living existence, yet they are a lower form of life vibration. Electricity, said Rudolf Steiner, is light in a submaterial state. That is, it is a form of light that has fallen below the level of nature and has become what he termed subnature. It is because of this that Steiner warned humankind to be cautious not to build cultures dependent or based on electricity. An electro-ecosystem will only serve to draw us away from our natural ecosystem and into a lower vibrational state of sub-nature. Modern living, as we can bear witness to, has desensitized many of us to natural energies of nature. And the shift into increased digitization has only emphasized this. To attune ourselves to natural, vital life forces, we need to become closer to our natural environments. We need to spend more time outside, being in touch with the soil, to let our hands and feet be grounded by earthly energies. We shouldn't be afraid of earthly dirt or the bacteria in the soil, not to be squeamish at the stains of bugs. What we need is an openness to a state of receptivity and rebalance. We have to make time for allowance, to allow ourselves to be present, and to be receptive to life's vital forces. In this way, we can begin to overcome our collective desensitization and to allow the finer vibrational energies of the vital life forces to flow through us into this beautiful world we have the privilege of experiencing. By reaching the threshold of exhaustion, we can now take this opportunity to cross over into a different threshold, a threshold into a new phase where the human being merges with the vital life forces of pure consciousness. A new phase is incoming. We only have to be balanced, stable, and in sync for this new allowance.